Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of SAP SE, a global powerhouse in enterprise software. If you're looking to understand whether SAP is a solid addition to your portfolio, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to recent performance, valuation, and more. Let's get started. All right, let's set the stage. SAP is a name you've likely heard if you're into tech or business software. Based in Waldorf, Germany, this company has been a leader in enterprise resource planning, or ERP, since its founding in 1972. They've got a massive footprint with over 100,000 employees worldwide and a market cap hovering around $204 billion as of the latest data. Their flagship product, SAP S/4HANA, along with a suite of cloud-based solutions, powers businesses across industries. So why are we talking about SAP now? Well, their recent earnings and cloud growth have caught a lot of attention, and I want to see if the numbers back up the hype. Let's zoom in on who SAP really is. They're not just an ERP company. They provide a wide range of applications and services, from customer experience tools to supply chain management and even sustainability solutions. Under the leadership of CEO Christian Klein, SAP has been pushing hard into cloud computing, which is a critical pivot as businesses move away from on-premise systems. They operate in the highly competitive software application industry within the broader technology sector, and their global presence spans regions like EMEA, the Americas, and Asia Pacific. With a workforce of over 108,000, they're a behemoth, but size doesn't always mean agility, so we'll dig into whether they're keeping up with the pace of innovation. Now, let's talk money. Specifically, SAP's revenue streams. For the full year 2025, they reported a staggering 36.8 billion euros in total revenue, a solid jump from 34.2 billion euros in 2024. Breaking it down by segment, their cloud business is the star of the show, bringing in 21 billion euros, which reflects the industry's shift toward subscription-based models. Services chipped in another 4.3 billion euros, showing they still have a strong foothold in consulting and support. Geographically, EMEA leads the pack with 15 billion euros, followed by the Americas at 12.7 billion and Asia-Pacific Japan at 4.8 billion. This diversity is a good sign. They're not overly reliant on one region, which helps cushion against localized economic downturns. The cloud growth in particular is something to watch, as it's up 27% year over year based on recent reports. That's a huge driver for their future. Moving on to earnings, SAP's latest results paint an interesting picture. For 2025, they posted a net income of 7 billion euro, up significantly from 3.1 billion in 2024. Earnings per share came in at 6.04 cents, a big improvement from 2.68 cents the prior year. Their operating income also climbed to 9.8 billion, showing they're managing costs well despite heavy investments in cloud infrastructure. Looking at the first quarter of 2026, as reported in recent news, they saw a 17% rise in operating profit, again fueled by cloud demand. These numbers suggest SAP is not just growing but also becoming more profitable, which is exactly what long-term investors want to see. The key takeaway here is their ability to capitalize on the cloud trend while maintaining strong margins. Gross profit margin for 2025 was an impressive 73.3%. Let's dive a bit deeper into what management had to say during their Q4 2025 earnings call. They highlighted a strong finish to the year, meeting their financial targets with cloud revenue as a major growth engine. CEO Christian Klein emphasized the 25% growth in current cloud backlog, signaling robust future revenue potential. They also touched on their AI initiatives, noting how they're embedding generative AI into their platforms to stay ahead of the curve. Management seems confident about navigating challenges like geopolitical tensions and regulatory hurdles, focusing on delivering value to customers. This aligns with the numbers we've seen, reinforcing that SAP isn't just riding a trend, they're actively shaping it. All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of SAP's financial health. Their balance sheet for 2025 shows total assets of 70.3 billion euro, with cash and equivalents at 8.2 billion. Decent liquidity to weather any storms. Total liabilities stand at 25.1 billion, giving them a manageable debt-to-equity ratio of 0.18, which is pretty conservative for a tech giant. On the cash flow side, they generated 8.6 billion euros from operating activities in 2025, with free cash flow at 7.9 billion after accounting for capital expenditures. That's a healthy free cash flow yield of about 4.6%, showing they've got room to reinvest or reward shareholders. Their return on equity sits at 16.8%, and return on invested capital is 12.9%, both solid indicators of efficient capital use. Overall, these metrics suggest SAP is in a strong financial position, balancing growth investments with profitability. Now let's tackle valuation. At a current price of around $175 per share, SAP's price-to-earnings ratio for the trailing 12 months is about 24.9, which isn't cheap, but isn't outrageous for a tech company with their growth profile. Their price-to-sales ratio is 5, reflecting high investor expectations for future revenue. Looking forward, analyst estimates for 2026 peg the forward PE at around 33.2, dropping to 27.9 by 2027, suggesting the market expects earnings to catch up with the stock price over time. Compared to the software application industry average PE of 65.2, SAP actually looks reasonably valued. They also offer a dividend yield of 1.5%, which adds a nice bonus for income-focused investors. The question is whether their cloud growth can justify these multiples, something we'll circle back to. Let's break down SAP through a SWOT analysis to get a holistic view. Starting with strengths, their financial performance is rock solid, with consistent revenue growth and a dominant position in the ERP market. Their pivot to cloud solutions with a 27% year-over-year increase positions them well for the future. On the weaknesses side, their high valuation multiples could scare off value investors, and they face intense competition from players like Oracle and Microsoft. Opportunities are massive. AI integration and expansion in emerging markets could be game changers. However, threats loom large with geopolitical risks and potential regulatory challenges impacting global operations, plus the ever-present risk of tech disruption. This mix of strengths and risks makes SAP a compelling but nuanced investment. Looking at recent performance, SAP stock has had a rough patch short term. Over the past week, it's down 1.6%, and over the last month, it's dropped 10.7%. Zooming out, the past 6 months show a decline of 25.7%, and year over year, it's down nearly 30%. However, over a 5-year horizon, it's up an impressive 61.1%, reflecting long-term growth. Compared to the broader technology sector, which is up 9.9% over the past year, SAP has underperformed recently, likely due to broader software sector concerns and fears around AI disruption. On the chart, we're seeing some support levels around 170 €, but there's resistance near 180s. If you're a short-term trader, keep an eye on whether it can break through that resistance, could signal a reversal. Let's shift gears to intrinsic value. Using a discounted cash flow approach, I've crunched the numbers based on SAP's free cash flow trends and growth projections. Assuming a conservative growth rate of 5% annually for the next 5 years, driven by their cloud business, and a discount rate of 8% to account for market risks, we can estimate their intrinsic value. I've also factored in their strong operating cash flow of 8.6 billion euros from 2025 and a terminal growth rate of 2.5% beyond the forecast period. After running the calculations, the intrinsic value per share comes out to approximately $190. With the current price at $175, this suggests SAP might be slightly undervalued, offering a potential margin of safety for long-term investors. Of course, this hinges on them maintaining cloud growth and managing competitive pressures, but it's a positive sign for those considering a buy-and-hold strategy. So what's the bottom line on SAP? They're a heavyweight in enterprise software with a strong pivot to cloud solutions driving impressive growth. Financially, they're in great shape with solid profitability and manageable debt. However, the stock's recent underperformance and high valuation multiples are red flags for short-term investors. Long-term, though, their AI initiatives and global presence make them a contender if they can navigate competitive and geopolitical risks. Personally, I think SAP is worth a closer look if you believe in the cloud and AI megatrends, especially at a price below my intrinsic value estimate of $190. What do you think? Are you bullish or bearish on SAP? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. I'll catch you in the next video.